Welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. I'm your aptly named host. What a coincidence that I found this terrific show. You may recall last week it was branded Best Bets for Branding and Promoting Your Nonprofit. My guest was Howard Levy. He's the principal of the Red Rooster Group. This week we have Resplendent Resources, Nonprofit Direct, Philanthropy Alive, and Idealist.org. Critical help for your small or mid-sized nonprofit. The founders of these three sites are going to talk to us about what they're doing, what the sites are about, and why you should be using them. I'll talk to Marsha Bloomberg with Nonprofit Direct. In the studio with me will be Diane McDonald with Philanthropy Alive. And by tape, Ami Dar, the founder of Idealist.org. That's from an interview that was recorded at the Next Gen Charity Conference last November. On Tony's Take Two, at 32 minutes after the hour, iTunes is not only coming, iTunes is here. I'll remind you about that. All of that after this break. But before the break, I just want to recognize something historic. Today is the day that the Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, resigned. He has left the country. Our producer, Sam, didn't know that because he's behind the controls all day. It happened around 5 p.m. local time in Cairo. He went to his family vacation home. He and his family went to their vacation home in Sharm el-Sheikh, and the vice president made a very brief announcement that said the president had resigned and the army is in control. The president left the army in control. So if you're listening to this 10 years later, I'm sure this podcast will last at least that long. You'll look back on this as the historic day that the Egyptian monarchy became, became something else. We'll have to see what becomes. We're going to take a two-minute break, and after we return, I'll be with Marsha Bloomberg. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back. With me now is Marsha Bloomberg. Marsha is the founder of Nonprofit Direct. Over nearly 30 years, she has worked in education and family services in New Hampshire and Vermont and at the Jewish Community Federation of Cleveland, Ohio, and also Cleveland Hillel. In 2007, she founded the Bloomberg Group, a consulting and coaching company in Western Massachusetts, and she also created Nonprofit Direct, the Nonprofit National Resource Directory, and that is what brings her to the show today. Welcome, Marsha. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Tony, and thank you so much for having me on today to talk about Nonprofit Direct.
It's my pleasure to have you. Welcome. You saw a need. What was that need?
I did. You know, I cared really deeply about nonprofits and the work they do to make the world a better place. And when I was in Cleveland as executive director of a nonprofit there, Cleveland Hillel, I sometimes needed an outside event coordinator or program evaluator or a grant writer. And I wasn't sure where I could find someone who could really provide what we needed. And I might ask around among my colleagues, but sometimes that worked and sometimes it didn't. I might get one name, but I didn't know where to find a list of consultants with their credentials and testimonials. So when I moved to Massachusetts a couple of years ago and I got my certification in life coaching, I realized that an important byproduct of the coaching program was that I had to focus on my own life mm-hmm. and what inspired me. So as a result of that introspection, I was inspired to create Nonprofit Direct, the Nonprofit National Resource Directory. I figured if I had a need, others must have a need as well.
So it started as a directory of consultants, I guess, and vendors to nonprofits.
Exactly. When I started it in December 2008, that's exactly what it was. At this point, it's grown to well over 200 consultants, coaches, vendors, and specialists, and we now include other kinds of resources, I'm really happy to say.
What is the URL, please, Marcia?
It's www.nonprofit-direct.com.
Okay. Nonprofit-direct.com. So 200, I'm sure you aspire to be much larger.
Absolutely. I would love to have 1,000 or more consultants and vendors and specialists listed from across the United States. Right now, we do have folks who serve nonprofits from almost every state in the union, but I would really love to have 5 times as many.
Okay. Why don't you give us a sense of the breadth of the vendors and consultants that you have?
Okay. Well, we have people listed in over 80 categories of service. So there are folks who offer services in accreditation, administration, management. There are folks who provide awards and recognition, board development. We have those who are specialists in capital campaigns and other kinds of philanthropic development, in civil rights compliance, in multi-agency collaboration, in diversity. All kinds of things.
Okay. And how does it work for nonprofits? How do they take advantage of Nonprofit Direct?
Well, if nonprofits go to www.nonprofit-direct.com, they'll see that there is the directory, the consultants directory, along with a nonprofit resource library. And that library is created in conjunction with Idea Encore. And it is a listing of lots and lots of resources that have been uploaded to Idea Encore, which I've downloaded, in various areas of nonprofit functioning. So that's there for nonprofits to use as well.
Okay, and we will get to the resource library, but in terms of the consultant and vendor directory,
yes.
First, is that free for nonprofits?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely free to peruse the directory. I would like to say, though, that Nonprofit Direct doesn't evaluate the firms that are listed. We really leave it to each nonprofit to research whom and what they need and what the best match is for them.
Okay, and how does one search? Is it by area of expertise?
Yeah, you can search by area of expertise. If you go to the directory, Nonprofit Direct, there's a tab on the top of the welcome page that says Art Directory, so you can actually search by service category A to Z. On the welcome page as well, on the right, there's a pull-down menu of service categories, and you can type anything that you would like into the search function. So if, for example, someone was looking for a grant writer in Massachusetts, they could type in Massachusetts, and they would get a list of those firms in Massachusetts.
Okay. And in spirit of disclosure, I want our listeners to know that this show is listed on Nonprofit Direct, but not a quid pro quo at all. I paid the fee to be listed,
yes.
And I saw the resource, and that's why I invited Marcia to be on. Marcia, I assume there are consultants and vendors all over the country?
There are. We have them from Maine to Alaska.
Okay. We are going to take a short break, a couple-minute break, and when we return, of course, Marcia Bloomberg, founder of Nonprofit Direct, will stay with us. I hope you do, too.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi there. Welcome back. I'm Tony Martinetti, the host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. With me this segment is Marcia Bloomberg, the founder of Nonprofit Direct. You'll find that at www.nonprofit-direct.com. Marcia, since we're talking about how nonprofits use the site, you said the directory is free and the resource center, which we'll get to, is free. Is there a membership option for nonprofits? Is that right?
Yes. Our latest creation is the nonprofit membership. And what we offer is access to all of our teleseminars. We offer between 20 and 30 teleseminars every year. And so there's access to each of the teleseminars when a nonprofit joins Nonprofit Direct. There's also the opportunity to participate in a monthly mastermind group for nonprofit leadership and to have two sessions of leadership coaching with me as the coach for a member of their organization. And in addition, we have lots of our listed specialists who have offered either discounts on their services or free consulting for those who join as a nonprofit member of Nonprofit Direct.
And how do the fees work for nonprofits?
There are actually two different fees based on the annual budget of the nonprofit. So if a nonprofit had an annual budget of under $500,000, the membership fee is $149, and if the annual budget were $500,000 or more, it's $249 for a membership.
Okay. What are some of the teleseminar subjects that you've had?
Well, let me tell you the ones that are coming up. We have, okay, I think, 12 that are scheduled through July. One is brand building through the board of directors. Another one has to do with fundraising options, common pitfalls, and how to address them. We've also got 14 keys to leading effective and engaging collaborative teams, raising money with social media, fundamentals of prospect research. Those are some that are coming up.
Okay. Nothing about planned giving in there. I'm disappointed.
I think that we probably have to have you on, Tony.
Okay, no. Let's see. You said that your coaching background sort of led you to introspection to create Nonprofit Direct, and you do complimentary leadership coaching for the nonprofits that join the site, right?
Yes. Yes.
What was it about what is it about the coaching that brought you to Nonprofit Direct? Say a little more about that.
Well, I really had to. I was being coached while I was learning to be a coach. And one of the things that coaching allows you to do is really look inside and think about what is your real purpose in life and what are you passionate about. And I knew when I went into coaching that I wanted to do something about nonprofits, but I wasn't quite sure what. And literally, it was an inspiration one day that it popped into my head that really what I needed to do was create Nonprofit Direct.
And what would the value be to someone in getting 2 hours of coaching time with you? What can you do in 2 hours of leadership coaching?
It's really just a beginning, but it's a way for a leader in a nonprofit organization, either a volunteer leader or a professional, to think about one challenge that they're facing. It could be an organizational challenge, or it could be a personal challenge that relates to the work that they're doing. And to really think about where the challenge comes from and to try to draw on their own higher wisdom to create a plan to approach the challenge so that they can work their way through it and succeed.
What about someone who's apprehensive about coaching?
Well, you know what? It is an option if a nonprofit would like to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, I realize. Yeah, it's not mandatory. You won't.
No, absolutely not.
You're not gonna tie them to a chair for 2 hours. But people that may have an interest, but they feel, I'm sharing maybe our organization secrets, mm-hmm. or my own. I have to talk about my own shortcomings as a leader, perhaps.
Right.
I mean, how do you overcome
right.
that kind of apprehensiveness for someone who may have an interest, but those are the kinds of things holding them back?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I think there are lots of folks who wonder about that. Although coaching is not therapy, and it's not consulting, it is like therapy in that anything that's said in a coaching session is completely confidential, and that is agreed upon up front.
And is there a right? Is there a? I'm going to go a little further. Is there a written document that says that to assure the person?
Yes.
Okay.
There is. There are all kinds of different kinds of coaching contracts depending on what the services are and who the coach is and that kind of thing. But yes, there is a document that we can each sign explaining the confidentiality of the sessions.
Okay. Okay, so that was a little digression. Just I wanted to just make that clear
sure.
for people. But
absolutely.
But so generally, overcoming the apprehension.
Yes. You know, I would be happy to have a conversation with anyone who might like to talk about what coaching is and what coaching entails, how we go about it, what the techniques are, what the concepts are, but I would never push anyone who was apprehensive into doing it. It would just be an educational session.
Okay, I understand. I'm with Marcia Bloomberg, and Marcia is the founder of Nonprofit Direct, nonprofit-direct.com, and we're talking about some of the benefits to nonprofits that might join the site, although there are free resources on that site. You don't have to. A nonprofit doesn't have to join. But we're talking about some of the benefits if you do happen to. And Marcia, another one of those is the what we call the Mastermind series. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, interestingly enough, the concept of Mastermind was developed by Andrew Carnegie, so it's something that's been around for quite a while, and it was made popular by Napoleon Hill, who wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich. And it's actually, the concept is that when people put their heads together and they work on a challenge together, that you can create a kind of mastermind that's more than the sum of its parts, and that you're really drawing on everyone's experience and a kind of collective wisdom.
So mastermind would be at the other end of the spectrum of groupthink. Are you familiar with groupthink?
Not at all.
Okay,
no,
well that's the curse of sort of decision making by committee, which is that they end up, well, there are a lot of implications of it, but basically they end up revolving around and following a course that isn't the best, but it has to do with people not wanting to disagree with others, and everybody rallying around maybe the first idea that sounds good, so everybody jumps on it. So I think it would be at the other end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
in committee and sort of crowdsourcing work.
Right.
Mastermind.
Yes, and it's really not a decision by committee. It really is one of the members of the mastermind group may throw out a challenge, and those folks who have experience with it or have an idea about it might share something from their own experience, from their own expertise. But the person that really threw out the challenge is the one who would make the decision about what makes the most sense for him or her.
I see. And you've had these mastermind sessions already?
Not with the nonprofits, since it's a brand new membership option, and I'm waiting for a large enough group so that we can really begin. But I've been a member of a mastermind group for the last couple of years, and it's been exceedingly helpful in helping me understand how to build my own business.
Hmm. All right. So why don't we talk about the resource library, which is another offering on the site that is free, right? So a nonprofit doesn't have to join the site to get access to the resource library. You started to talk about it. Why don't you tell me a little more?
Sure. The nonprofit resource library is a tab on the welcome page of Nonprofit Direct, so anyone can go to it and see what's listed there. Most of the material that's listed is free. Idea Encore, who is a partner in the library, will allow folks to upload material that has a cost, but no one has to download that material if they're not interested in paying for it. And I would say that 90 or 95% of it is free. So there's lots of material on starting a nonprofit, on legal issues for nonprofits, various categories of information.
And all in downloadable form, or most
yes.
of it in downloadable
yes.
form.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what's the organization that you're partnered with for that resource library you mentioned
it's
earlier?
It's called Idea Encore Network.
Okay. But, of course, you access it through Nonprofit Direct.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what are some of your goals for the site? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
It's now, what, two and a half years old?
It's 2 years old.
2 years. Okay.
And as I mentioned, I would love to have thousands of consultants, coaches, vendors, and specialists listed from all around the country. And I would like it to be kind of a one-stop shop and the first place that nonprofits look when they're looking for these kinds of resources. So that's really what I'm working toward.
And so it sounds like a lot of education and beyond, like into empowerment.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a great way to put it.
All right, you can use that in your. It's not a breach of jargon jail. Everybody understands empowerment. So this show we have jargon jail for anybody who uses jargon, but that's not jargon. That's
no.
That's legitimate. So you can.
That's the truth.
Welcome to use that. Okay.
Thank you.
And this applies for and is beneficial for all nonprofits of different charitable missions. Does that matter?
I'm really trying to serve nonprofits across the board, but just like Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, I really think that Nonprofit Direct is most appropriate for the other 95%.
Small and mid-size.
Exactly.
Okay, and including startup, because you mentioned that there was resource information about starting a nonprofit in the library?
Yes. In the resource library, there is information about starting a nonprofit, and we have some specialists listed whose area of expertise is starting nonprofits.
Okay, so even if you're not a nonprofit yet, you still can take advantage of Nonprofit Direct.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And geography doesn't matter?
Geography does not matter. The teleseminars are virtual. They are held by phone every couple of weeks, and they're not webinars. They're actually done through an audio conference service. And the presenters who are speaking generally send out their, or they email out their information ahead of time so that folks have a PowerPoint or a PDF to look at. It's kind of a faux webinar.
Marcia, what are some of your challenges in marketing and promoting Nonprofit Direct?
I think partly that it's so new and that we have a national focus, and so it's very broad. And also, I am, at this point, the only employee.
Okay, but so you're sort of competing with sites like one that we're going to profile later in the show, idealist.org. You want to be thought of in the first instance, but there are some sites that do have resources, maybe not as rich as yours, but that are better known.
Oh, absolutely. And idealist.org is a fabulous organization, and they have been around for quite a while. I actually looked at their site today, and some of the differences are that one of the ways that people use idealist.org is when they're looking for jobs in the nonprofit sector, and that's not something that Nonprofit Direct offers. They also list all kinds of events, nonprofit events that are taking place in a multitude of places. We don't do that. So I feel like we're a complement rather than competition.
And also, in fairness to you, Idealist has been around since 1995.
Right.
Long time.
Exactly.
Long time. All right. So let's say in 5 years, aside from having thousands of vendors and consultants, what else would you like to see on Nonprofit Direct?
I would really love to know from nonprofits what their major challenges are, so that we can help to address them. I feel like I have to do this in partnership with nonprofits, and that I can't kind of pull out of the air where we'll be in 5 years unless I know what their needs are. And so we are trying to find that out. We find it out through our teleseminars. I've done some surveying, and I'll continue to do that.
And is there a way that people can get in touch with you or be part of that process if they're not members of Nonprofit Direct?
Oh, absolutely.
We actually have
a database at this point of almost 7,000 nonprofits that we are in touch with. If someone would like to be in touch with me, I can give you the email address.
Yeah, why don't you do that, please?
It's marcia.bloomberg@gmail.com. That's marcia.bloomberg@gmail.com.
And
there's also the possibility of signing up for our e-newsletter, and that way I also get the contact information, and there's an e-newsletter sign up on the Nonprofit Direct site.
So that even if someone isn't yet using Nonprofit Direct, they can be a part of your conversation in helping to build the site.
Absolutely.
Seeing what those nonprofit needs are.
Yes, and I would love to hear from nonprofits in terms of that.
What kinds of things?
Challenges.
Yeah, what kinds of things do you get feedback on now?
Most of the feedback actually comes through the teleseminars. So I can tell when we're offering a teleseminar by the number of nonprofit organizations that register to participate. We've had anywhere from 10 to 60. And the kinds of questions that they ask and the challenges that they share during the question and answer period.
Why don't you share an example of something that's been challenging and maybe overcome at the same time, but at least a challenge, if not overcome.
Well, the challenge that I heard the other day when we did, I guess it was yesterday when we did a teleseminar on developing relationships with grant makers, was an organization that has been submitting a grant to a local grant maker for several years and not been able to access a grant,
right,
and also hasn't been able to make an appointment with anyone at the at the foundation. So the presenter talked about ways to get around that, and it was an interesting challenge. And we had about 25 organizations on the call who are trying to build relationships with grant makers, and that's a really critical one in this economy.
And that's something that's shared pretty widely by small and mid-sized nonprofits, that repetitive grant process that just never yields anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Excellent. Excellent work. Marcia, anything you want to leave us with about Nonprofit Direct?
Just that I hope that folks will find it useful and that they will get in touch with me to let me know what other kinds of resources they might need so that we can help to create those for them.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me, Marcia.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.
Thank you very much. My guest has been Marcia Bloomberg, and she's the founder of Nonprofit Direct. We're going to take a short break, then it's Tony's Take Two, and then I'll be joined by Diane McDonald, and we'll be talking about Philanthropy Alive, another valuable site. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back. We're 32 minutes into the show, and that means it's time for Tony's Take Two at 32. iTunes is no longer coming, I'm sad to say. I'm elated to say it's already here. So it's no longer coming. It's here. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes and get automated downloads. Then listen at your leisure on the device of your choice. That could be your phone, might be your laptop or your desktop, or your iPad, or some other tablet, or a netbook. Whatever device can play an MP3, which is just about every device, you can listen anywhere. You want to listen at home, in the car, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, wherever, the hallway, while you're vacuuming. You can listen all those times. And now I'm past the 24-show mark. This is show number 28. So you can actually listen to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio for a full day. You could just go back-to-back, 24 hours, nonstop, non-sleep, and listen. And take a break. You know, you could take an hour or so to nap, but I would keep the show playing, and so you're hearing it sort of subconsciously in your sleep. I would do that. So there's plenty of media, plenty of content for you to listen to and subscribe to, and the way to subscribe is to go to nonprofitradio.net, nonprofitradio.net. That will bring you to our iTunes page, and that's where you'll be able to subscribe. You'll get automatic downloads to your device and listen at your leisure. That is Tony's Take Two for Friday, February 11th. With me in the studio now is Diane McDonald. And a quote that I found on a website of hers is, quote, "I believe the future of not-for-profit development lies in collaboration and sustainability," end quote. Diane is the director of operations for All for Africa, and that's the website where that quote is from. But she's here today to tell us about Philanthropy Alive and how that site and that venture will fill a collaboration gap. Diane has worked in program development with Chefs for Humanity, Action Against Hunger. She founded an educational community center and developed Yoga Play, a therapeutic practice for children with special needs. You can tell she has a lot of experience around small nonprofits, founding them, doing program work with them, as well as being an executive director or interim executive director. I'm very pleased that her work and her around Philanthropy Alive and her concern about collaboration gaps brings her to the show today. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to being here.
It's a pleasure. You are here. You're in.
I am here.
You're in. Looking forward to talking. Let's talk about Philanthropy Alive. Why did you start it?
I had the opportunity probably about 3 or 4 years ago with the World Food Program to go to the North Atlantic District region in Nicaragua. And we were looking at the after effects of FELIC and food distribution. And we're driving down the road and I'm seeing villages that are completely really rebuilt with every different color jerry can and roofs back on the houses. And then 5 kilometers down the road, I would see a village that was still completely decimated, where people were still living under plastic and under sticks, no food, no sanitation. And it really struck me. And ever since then...
You mean why some communities were better, further along in rebuilding than others?
Well, and I think it was mostly seeing the jerry cans that in...
What's a jerry can?
A jerry can is a like a petroleum or a water jug that people carry water in.
Okay.
In developing countries.
Thank you. I don't want to put you in jargon jail so quickly. You've only been here a minute or two.
That's okay.
No jargon jail over jerry cans.
Okay. So I think what struck me is that every organization kind of has their own colored jerry can. So you'd see a village that had 10 different color jerry cans and another village that had no one there. And so to me, it seemed that, you know, there was no communication between organizations, who was going where, how food was being distributed, how water was being distributed, how cleanup was being done. And it really struck me. And of course, we saw this with Haiti, and there's been a lot of news about this in the media. And so at that moment, seeing it firsthand, it just really struck me how little communication there is amongst not-for-profits really working on the ground.
And does that lead to what you call a collaboration gap?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Why don't you talk about that? What bothers you there?
What bothers me is that I don't believe that organizations are speaking to each other. I think that, you know, knowing myself, running many charities, we get very mission driven. We are very concerned about our donor base, our fundraising, and we're not communicating with other organizations who are in our same field, in our same sector, whether it's childhood nutrition, childhood obesity, international development. So we're just so focused on our mission and our impact and our accomplishments that we forget to talk to our neighbors, and we don't think about that perhaps in working with them, we could actually be more impactful and create greater change. And I think that it's that communication gap that is really the major cause of organizations not working together.
And Philanthropy Alive, and I want people to know that the site is not built out yet, but its founder is here, and it will be. Philanthropy Alive is a solution for that. How's that? I presume. How's that?
It is a solution. Our goal is to really, and I hate to use this term, but our goal is to really almost create a Facebook for not-for-profits.
Okay.
The door would be closed, so it wouldn't be a site where initially funders and donors are looking. It would literally be a platform for not-for-profits to become... in communication with other organizations in their same sector. So conversation walls about a particular topic that may be of interest, an ability to communicate amongst each other, talk about what's working, what's not working. Also an ability for organizations to talk cross-sector. So, you know, if an organization... For example, I'm very immersed in Africa right now, so I'll use this example. If an organization is building a school in a village that has no sanitation, no hygiene, no health center, you know, who can they communicate with to say, hey, let's come together in partnership and let's take a holistic perspective of how we're going to work in this particular community rather than just go in and build just a school? So the platform's goal is to allow organizations to reach out with projects and to say where they need help, where their gaps are, and then for other organizations to be able to chime in and help fill those gaps.
And what's the state of the site right now? No, I don't mean the site itself. I mean your work toward developing the site.
We are in conversations with the technical team, but we have a long way to go. It's probably 6 months away from happening, okay. 6 to 8 months away from happening.
And you have a method... similar to my first guest, Marcia, in gathering information, starting these conversations with nonprofits, your educational, your Discovery educational series, which is actually happening now. So
yes,
why don't you tell us about that?
It is great. Well, we launched a series of panel discussions last month. We're doing those in partnership with Edward Angels Palmer and Dodge, and.
That's a law firm?
That's a law firm. They have a very strong tax-exempt practice. And the goal of these panel discussions is really just to, again, like the website will, is just to really begin to have the conversation. Our first panel discussion was funders. We had someone from Arabella Advisors, UNICEF, and the Robin Hood Foundation. And those funders really sat down and just talked to the organizations, to the attendees, about the different ways that they have created collaborative partnerships and the great success that they've achieved since then. So we're going to be running these every month for the next 6 months, and every topic's a little bit different, but all of the topics really focus on various components of collaboration.
Okay, and how can someone learn more about the Discovery Educational Series?
They can go to our very basic website, which is www.philanthropy-alive.com.
And there's a sign-up sheet there to get, or sign-up form for yes. getting information, being on your mailing list. Okay. These panels, are they all in New York City?
Yes. All the panels are happening at 750 Lexington Ave on the 8th floor.
And so what's some of the feedback that you're getting or messages that you're hearing? That's actually more important than the feedback. What are you hearing in these panels?
You know, what's so interesting is that when this whole project first kind of came into my brain and we started discussing it, you know, I really felt that there was going to be a huge kind of barrier to cross to have these conversations. And what's interesting and what was so great in January is the enthusiasm of the attendees, who were all folks working in the not-for-profit sector. There is a real understanding that something has to shift, and the understanding that we need to start talking more, communicating more, sharing ideas, building capacity, really having those larger conversations in the world is so apparent, and people are really, really excited by what we're doing.
And now, there are great examples, I think, of collaboration in some nonprofit sectors, like maybe environmental work mm-hmm. versus distressing signals and outcomes in other charitable mm-hmm. missions, which mm-hmm. where the collaboration gap is more severe mm-hmm. or exists versus where it doesn't. Why don't you talk a little about some of the sectors that you see doing it well and not so well?
Well, I think the environmental sector is an excellent example, and I think that of someone who's doing it really well. There's a lot of different environmental organizations and associations that have pulled together, you know, many different organizations into one association. It's increased their advocacy. I think just if you look around the world today and see how much information there is out there about global warming and green solutions, you can see that there's been success there, and that tends to be a sector where there's been a ton of communication and a lot of collaboration.
And not just collaboration among nonprofits, right, but outside with government.
Yes.
Business is essential to draw into the environmental movement.
Yes, absolutely.
So they've been collaborating just not among nonprofits. And
yes.
I presume Philanthropy Alive will allow other entities besides nonprofits?
Absolutely. I think collaboration can't just be among the not-for-profits. The funders need to be involved, outside corporations and businesses. I think social entrepreneurs right now, there's a lot of kind of line crossing right now with social entrepreneurs who are starting very mission-driven businesses that can work in collaboration with organizations that are already entrenched in a sector. So I would agree wholeheartedly, and I think that is where the environmental movement has been so powerful, is that there's a huge holistic communication, and every sector is involved. And you can see what that's done. The yeah. word is out there. The advocacy is clear. The message is clear. And we're all hearing about it.
Very uplifting. But there are charitable sectors where we haven't seen that kind of outcomes.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's see. In just the 2 minutes or so that we have remaining, are you concerned at all that if the site is not open to donors, it's sort of anti-transparency? Because donors, funders are interested now in not only accountability but transparency, openness. Do you see this as antithetical to that?
There's a back end to the site that will be open to funders and donors, and that is after collaborative projects have been created and determined by the people within the site, that those projects can then be visible for funding. So the key is to be able to have the conversation without feeling threatened and feeling like your donor base is at risk because you're sharing your information or talking about problems. You know, mm-hmm. we don't, in this sector, we don't really often have an opportunity or a platform to say, hey, here's what's not working. who can help me? And that's because we're always trying to talk about what is working so that we can increase our funding.
Yeah.
But I believe so strongly that we need a platform where people can say, hey, this is where I'm in trouble. This is what's not working. This is where I'm not being able to build my capacity. This is where I'm not feeling like I'm having a great impact. And I think that needs to be a closed conversation.
The site is Philanthropy Alive. You'll find it at www.philanthropy-alive.com. And my guest has been the founder and strategist working and doing everything around building the site. And that is Diane McDonald. Diane, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
My pleasure to have you. I want to thank Diane and also Marsha Bloomberg. We're going to take a break. And after this break, we'll have a pre-recorded interview that I did with Ami Dar, the founder of Idealist.org. Stay with us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back. Now I have a pre-recorded interview that I did with Ami Dar, the founder of Idealist.org, and this is from the Next Gen Charity Conference in New York City last November. We have that interview. Here it is. And joining me now is Ami Dar. Ami is the founder and executive director of Idealist.org. It was built in 1996 with $3,500. It has become one of the most popular nonprofit resources on the web, with information provided by 100,000 organizations around the world, and it has 70,000 visitors every day to the site. I'm very pleased that Idealist and Ami's work brings him to our coverage today. Ami, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Idealist. I think people know it for the job postings. Mm-hmm. How did that portion get started?
Well, the whole thing was started at the same time, and we built the site in 95, 96 to allow any organization in the world to essentially have a space on the web for free. At the time, everyone wanted to be on the web, but having a website wasn't sort of obvious how you would do that. And so we said, let's create a site where any nonprofit, NGO, charity, anywhere can come create a profile of themselves, their mission, and then post the things that nonprofits sort of do and need. We didn't get into the whole donation business, but we said nonprofits need staff. They need jobs, you know, volunteers and interns, and they produce programs, they produce events, and they produce resources.
Yes.
So allow any nonprofit to list as many of those as it wanted from the very beginning. And then as people started doing that, the jobs thing sort of took on a life of its own. People kept coming back to the site to find jobs. And so the site became better known for that, but we still do all of the other stuff as well.
And we're going to talk about some of that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But that was a critical time in 95, 96.
Yep.
The web was just emerging broadly,
right,
and nonprofits were trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it was an interesting year. I mean, 95, actually, we started in 95, and it's the same year that Craigslist, Amazon, eBay, and Yahoo. I mean, it's a sort of interesting year.
Right. Yeah.
And the following year, another interesting year, is the year in which for the first time people took websites and attached them to databases. So 96 was the year in which you could sort of go and find a book on Amazon or go and track your package on FedEx. And so we said, well, wait a second, why shouldn't nonprofits have their own database where you could like find stuff? And that was completely revolutionary at the time. Now it's sort of obvious.
And I remember having a friend. I had my first business in 94, 95. I remember having a friend who predicted that the web wasn't going to last. It was a fad. He's still in business, remarkably. He still does his own business.
I have to say that we had a whole bunch of meetings like that with funders, basically, who said, you know, this thing is just a fad. It's going away. There was, again, you know, you. I don't know about you, but I'm sort of getting old. And I remember things. For example, I remember 96, 97, 98, how it took 2 or 3 years for foundation staff to sort of deign to add an email address to their card.
Yes.
It was like, it was phone. This email thing is weird. And plus, why should I give it away? So the thing was just a fad. It was going to pass. Well, it sort of lasted a bit.
Yeah. And let's talk about some of the other resources that are available besides, so that the audience knows they can go there aside from looking for jobs or posting jobs. What's another area you'd like to have the audience know about?
Well, volunteering, for example. I mean, they can find volunteer opportunities where they are all over the world. The whole site works in English, Spanish, and French. So idealist.org, idealistas.org, idealist.org. The whole site is in those three languages. You can search, you can browse, you can sign up for what we call email alerts, which is that you can basically put up a profile of yourself and say, you know, I'm in New York, but I want to volunteer in India as a nurse next summer. And so every time a nonprofit posts something that matches your interests or your location, you'll get a, you know, dear John, good morning. Here are the 3 or 4 things that match you that were posted yesterday. And so we shoot out about 250,000 of those emails every night to people.
Okay.
And, you know, the beauty of it is that email is free, so it just goes out, doesn't cost us anything. We don't have to pay for 250,000 stamps. And people get their email alerts in their inbox next morning.
And there's something that I'm not sure people are that familiar with, that individuals can benefit from it. These types of volunteer opportunity alerts.
Exactly. Right. This is all free. You have about 1 million people right now who are getting those, and you're, you know, invited to sign up.
Okay. What's another one you'd like to share?
On the nonprofit side, I mean, you can get volunteers, you can get interns. If you have any event that you're doing, you can promote it and people can sign up for it. You can, if you have, you know, any kind of resource, you produce a DVD, you produce a video, you want to share that with people, come along and do that.
So sharing all your content as well.
Sharing all your content, listing it and sharing it, and people can come out for that. If you, different thing altogether, if you're thinking of possibly going to grad school next year or two, we partner with the grad schools all over the country to do these about 20 fairs, like face-to-face. You can go in 20 cities around the country and meet admissions people from, you know, things like social work and nonprofit management and actually talk to them in your city. So we just finished a whole season now. We'll have another season next fall and summer for like 20 more. So there's a whole set of – then we have what we call these resource centers. If you're a volunteer manager or a nonprofit manager, you can go and like find out all kinds of things, useful links. So I think people need to go and just basically check it out and explore it.
You clearly want Idealist to be a part of the social media fabric, so that as nonprofits are embarking on a social media strategy, you want them to be considering Idealist as well as a place for content, volunteer management, volunteer finding, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. Anything you'd like to leave us with?
Look out for the next version of the site. 2 years ago, we started working on this completely new Idealist.org that we'll be launching in the next few weeks. We're hoping before the end of the year. So look out for a completely sort of new, modernized site, and hopefully people will find it useful.
Okay, excellent. We look forward to that.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Ami Dar, the founder and executive director of Idealist.org, for joining us. You're listening to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio coverage, live coverage of the Next Gen Charity Conference.
Indeed, you were. I also want to thank Diane McDonald and Marsha Bloomberg for joining me today. Next week, Finding Prospects and Finding a Job. Maria Semple, principal of the Prospect Finder, returns to the show to talk about the second edition of her book, Panning for Gold, Find High Net Worth Prospects Now. Also next week, I'm Looking. We'll catch up with our recruiting consultant, Paula Marks, as she helps our nonprofit job seeker, Leonora, enter the nonprofit job market. I hope you'll listen next week. You can keep up with what's coming up. You don't have to listen for me to tell you what's coming up every week. You can find out on your own. Sign up for our insider email alerts on the Facebook page, and you'll hear from us weekly. And while you're there, I hope you'll click the like button, become a fan of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. You find that at Facebook, and then just search for the name of this show, and there it will be. iTunes, reminder, you subscribe and listen anywhere, anytime. That's at nonprofitradio.net. The creative producer of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, as always, is Claire Meyerhoff. Our line producer is Sam Leibowitz, and Sam is also the owner of Talking Alternative Broadcasting. Our social media is by Regina Walton, expertly done, of Organic Social Media. That's her company. And I hope you will be with me listening next week when we talk about finding prospects and finding a job. That'll be 1 p.m. Eastern here on Talking Alternative Broadcasting, as always found at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.